The General Song of Humanity by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, narrated by Tony Dawson. On the coast of Chile, where Neruda lived, it's well known that seabirds often steal letters out of mailboxes, which they would like to scan for various reasons. Shall I enumerate the reasons? They're quite clear, even given the silence of birds on the subject, except when they speak of it among themselves between cries. First of all, they steal the letters because they sense that the general song of the words of everyone hidden in these letters must certainly bear the keys to the heart itself of humanity, which the birds themselves have never been able to fathom. In fact, entertaining much doubt that there actually are hearts in humans. And then these birds have a further feeling that their own general song might somehow be enriched by these strange cries of humans. What a weird bird brain idea that our twitterings might enlighten them. But when they stole away with Neruda's own letters out of his mailbox at Isla Negra, they were in fact stealing back their own canto general, which he'd originally gathered from them, with their omnivorous and ecstatic sweeping vision. But now that Neruda is dead, no more such letters are written, and they must play it by ear again, the high, great song in the heart of our blood and silence.